March 12, 2020.
Call of order. Please rise to the flag, please. Chief Piagi, please start up.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Here.
Commissioner Langraff?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. The people in the audience, the, first meeting of the month, we have our department heads, and that is who are sitting around this table. We go around and give us a report, an update of each department, which gives every other department ahead a chance to know what's going on, and also to the public, and now that our meetings are videoed, it gives all our residents who can't make it, they can see and they can hear what each of the department. So we'll go around the room, and they will state their name, and...
Before you start, just ask the public if they have anybody here.
Does anybody need to hear anything? No? So when I call your name, state your name and microphone and department before you start talking, okay? And I am going to start with Jim Pacnowski, because you are bull's-eyed.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Jim Pacnowski, IC Director. We're doing our 2019 stuff.
Okay, can you go to the microphone?
Doing our 2019 review.
Yeah. And like bullets.
Oh, that'll be very, very quick.
That's
30 seconds or less.
That's wonderful.
Most of 2019 focused on number one, website design, implementing and live on July 4th, the new website. From there, we concentrated primarily on network and hardware security, upgrading all our networks, virtualizing all our servers, and working to clean up our network and our Active Directory systems. We set up the videotaping of all our commission meetings, did some additional backup and security on our phone system. A number of other things that we did are more geared towards setting up for this year, which is we set up the Park Smarter app for parking meter payments. That will be going live this spring. I'm working currently with the vendor on a number of different marketing tools for that. Our door security, our never-ending door will hopefully be done sometime in the near future. Moving our email to the cloud, there's been a lot of problems with Microsoft and Dell, but that's getting cleaned up. I've taken over the workings of the police network, and I'm working with the chief and setting all of that up, and assisting other departments, including public works, firehouse, and the police on some of their new projects.
Great. Thank you. Next, Margaret Pacanowski.
Hi, I'm Margaret Pacanowski, the tax collector. All the bills, the tax, the appeals, the added omitted, the homestead credits, the water sewer, were all sent out in a timely manner, and we reminded the public each quarter of any delinquencies. And all reports and OPRAs and emails were also handled timely, and we had a tax sale. And everything that went into the tax sale, it was an online sale, went, and nothing was struck off to the municipality. And another thing I was able to do this year that I wasn't in the past, the credits we had, I had time to research them and address them in a more timely manner.
I do
want
to say publicly that I am constantly getting a compliment on how you well the residents of that organization.
Oh, you know what? That was on here. That, I like to set a tone for helpfulness.
And it has said to me many, many, many,
Oh, wow.
So, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have you heard, yes, it's just, anybody that comes in contact with you, you have a beautiful skill to work with people.
Oh, thank you.
And next to Jerry Thomas. People like you too, Jerry.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jared Thomas. I'm from the Recreation Department. And focus on most of the things that we've been focusing on in the department for the past few years was the tennis court area and trying to update that and bring it back, more back to life. So in 2019, we added all new screens, green screens to make it all blend in. We added four pickleball courts and reduced one tennis court to add those four courts. And added new shrubbery and refurbished the office there. Additionally, in 2019, we did an extra week of surf camp, which was added to the program. Very successful. We're probably adding another week to the camp for this year. Again, our sports camp runs in the summer, very popular, along with the surf contest and the annual July 3rd fun run. They all continue to be very popular. And we continually monitor all these programs and ideas to help and improve it from the rec board. We do get a lot of people coming to us that want to try things and tournaments and things like that. They come into the rec board, different kind of walks and runs on the boardwalk. So we're always trying to add stuff, new things to inhibit the people from Ventnor to just live in our town.
Great. Thank you.
I'm going to
jump over to the other side,
Dave. Mayor, I've got to run to the school. I got a new class.
Well, walk.
Line dance.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
So,
Are you teaching it?
No, I'm
Thank you,
no, starting tonight, so I want to. Okay. Joanne Banani starts, Farmer's wife.
Oh, good. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Jim
Agnesino, in charge of code enforcement.
Sure, Anderson.
We had 400 sales in 19, and I would say the majority of them to second home buyers, which I think is a plus for the town. Okay. 50 new homes. There's probably a few of those out of that 50 that were raised that were completed, but the majority of them are new homes, 50 new homes, which account for about $25 million in construction costs, of which some of that is renovations also, but the majority would be new homes. A code enforcement sent out over 2,000 notices of violation to the property owners in 19. I had a gentleman come in yesterday with pictures of B&T got a notice, pictures of all the other properties that he's seen, and I said, well, they're probably one of those 2,000 that also received notices. And sales are continually to all day, every day, getting calls on what can I do with this building, what can I do with this property, and just looking around, you tell that the town's very hot right now as far as real estate and building. It's constant. So things look very good. That's what I have.
Jimmy, would you mind, especially if we're going into the spring, summer season, I going up and down, you know, the business district, there's a few businesses, they need to do something with their signage. There's a few that, I mean, I can tell you.
Now, I have no problem, Mayor.
I don't mean signage, I mean like who they are. You know, he knows.
I'm a little outspoken, but what happens is I send out the notices. They call yourself or someone else, and Jimmy, can you go talk to them? Jimmy, could you just please ask them to call?
They call us, we'll tell them we sent you out.
Right, just tell them to call me, and I'll meet them out there.
Some of them really do the name of their business repeating.
But what happens is, you wind up going in a circle.
You don't want to hear that from us. They call us, you're not going to get a phone call.
All my office, we're just as polite as Margaret.
No, I mean, operation.
Right of issue?
Yeah.
Look, they don't get fined right away. What happens is you get time to abate the situation.
Right.
Yep.
And 30 days, right?
Yeah.
You get a month to abate them, so let's get them on notice now, so that by Memorial Day, when the crowds all come back, we're looking better.
Right, yeah.
And if they call you complaining, give them my phone number, give them the cell number out, they can call me. I have no qualms about that.
They're not presentable at all.
No, I agree 100%.
So they need to be checked. And they've been like this long we've been in office.
It's a large task.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Jim, I sent you an ordinance regarding accessory use in the city commercial district. So when you get a chance, take a look at it.
I did today, and I sent the commissioner a few notes.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Question, how many units acceptable, allowed, allowed?
So they're not supposed to flash. They can change text. Oh, the ones that are chasing ones go around?
No, they flash. That one particular.
So they're not, I believe our ordinance says you cannot have signs that flash or report movement.
So can you follow up on that? There's a store, there's a place on the fourth thing. No, Zorro's.
It's Zorro's, Zorro.
Flashing, it's all night. That's all.
That's not new word.
Zorro.
It's Richard. You have a lot of flashing lights in town.
They shouldn't be doing that, or that doesn't allow.
Yep, correct.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Next, Ernie.
Good evening. Ernie Gratz, I run the Water and Wastewater Department in Bender. For the 2019-2020 period, biggest thing was compliance with the Safe Drinking Water Act. Want to make sure our drinking water is always safe. That takes sampling, maintenance of our equipment, maintenance of our facilities, replacement of stuff. I've done a lot of replacing things here. Metering revenue, collecting that, making sure the money's coming in. I'm working with Margaret all the time on that. Keeping the infrastructure running. You got to keep the whole drinking water system going together as far as that's concerned. A big thing of mine has been hydrant replacements. I've been working with the chief on doing that. We're going to continue to do that. We have a lot of old quarries in the system. Quarries are a hydrant making. One of the other big things is the replacement of our gas chlorination system. It's been done in two of them. Unfortunately, that kind of happened on the sour circumstances where we were citing for something. But on the overall better side of that is we're getting rid of gas chlorine. So we're going to a safer way to chlorinate the water to make sure it's disinfectant product. We have one more facility now. That's the main plant. That's the final nut to crack, and then that will be done, and we'll be done with gas. Getting rid of gas chlorine, again, is going to be just a great thing. As far as safety is concerned. The other thing is we've been trying for the last 4 years that I've been here to reduce the amount of no-green meters. We're getting closer, but we're getting to the ones that we're going to have to work on. And I'll be working with Margaret as far as that's concerned. As far as wastewater is concerned, basically it comes down to the infrastructure, making sure that it's working well. We're always going out there and checking manholes, looking down inside them. It's not always a pleasant thing, but we got to make sure it flows and it works. We're going to be starting a new project in the next week or two over on Dorset. Might be a lot of pain as far as traffic, but I think that in the long run it's going to be better for us. I've been trying here since I've been here to keep working on safety. I want to keep everybody safe. I want them to come in to work, and I want them to go home. That's a big thing. Pretty much that concludes what I have.
Great. So, Don? I'm still carving nine.
Susan Van Dyne Hunter, from Cultural Arts. So, a couple highlights for our year. We had very successful after-school arts and dance program that has grown significantly this year. Really popular. With the help of Public Works, we've upgraded some equipment and had the floors redone and upgraded our actual space. We have a very successful Atlantic County Senior Art Show with 75 local artists, and a lot of our Ventnor artists, there's at least six that were competed in the state art show and won awards at the Princeton and State Art Show. That's very nice to see. We had a big Ocean Breeze craft show with 30 artists outside the library for the July weekend. We had 8 sold-out summer camps and dance camps, arts camps and dance camps for kids. We won $1,000 grant from Ocean First Bank Foundation and for a Mosaic Mural project that we worked on with the Green Team, Diane from the Green Team, and had the community work on that at the farmer's market, and that's going to be installed in April. And then we had our big holiday craft show in December, which was the biggest and best one yet. So we have a lot of ongoing classes for adults and kids, and we had a great year.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Ed Stinson, I'm the city engineer and the director of Public Works. In 19, we completed the streetscape project on Atlantic Avenue. We completed the sanitary sewer replacement on Kingsley Drive. We completed the drainage improvements at Wellington and Lafayette and Kingsley. We are currently underway on the Winchester Avenue drainage project. The drainage is installed on Washington Avenue and completed on New Haven Avenue. We're working on the concrete now, and that will be the paving. We are starting the drainage improvements at Marshall and Oxford today. That should be about a month, and that should be completed. The library window replacement project has been awarded, and we are scheduling a pre-construction meeting for next week. The fishing pier restroom and office project has, contract has been awarded. The contractor has started. As you know, the building has been demolished. They are laying out for the new construction, and we have a pre-construction meeting trying to be scheduled for early part of next week, pending an award to such. Playgrounds, we awarded additional equipment and installation at the 3 playgrounds, the Fireman's Playground, Titus Field, and the library. That the equipment has been ordered, and once a delivery date is set, then we will schedule the installation. And the reconstruction of Newport Avenue, the drainage has been completed, and the base paving has been completed. The surface base, the top course, will be completed in April. The Newport Avenue parking lot improvements, contract has been awarded, and we're setting the schedule and the pre-construction meeting for that as well. And Ernie touched on the Dorset Avenue sanitary sewer main replacement. That's Calvert to Monmouth. That will start next week, mobilization. And I just wanted to mention to everybody that that will be, so that is a collapse in our sewer main that we're getting a head start on. It is still flowing and it is in dire condition. So that project will start next week mobilization, but that will create traffic events. So there'll be signage, there'll be notices, but anybody that's listening, there's going to be traffic police.
You know, if one lane, and that's stop traffic coming through, right? Alternating traffic coming through with the help of PD.
That's correct.
Chief standing by for the presentation.
We'll make it work.
And that is all.
And that's what I was today for the workshop question for the two items. Thank you. Next, Al.
Al Stanley, I'm the Chief Financial Officer. I didn't do anything this year. Basically, this year, my first year with the city, I just basically set up a new accounting system, new account number structure. That's my big things. we had the Bobcat bond sale that we had this year, and we upgraded our bond rating this year, which was a big deal. And I had the Trenton get a non-conforming schedule, and that's our big stage this year. Also, I cleaned up and going through a lot of the old grants. I found ways we can cancel them and put it back in the surplus on some of them. That's going to help us this year with this year's budget. I plan to do that, but again, this year with the escrow accounts, we have a lot of old escrows that go back to the 80s that we're cleaning up, and there are a lot of them on this agenda for tonight. Close out old ones. And hopefully that'll help us this year. Also, when I first got here, the first thing I did was find $200,000 in the premiums this year, which helped us out this year for the tax.
What'd you find this year?
That's with the escrow, I probably got about $81,000 if I want to get back in the surplus.
Great.
And also with the ambulance billing this year, we had a substantial increase in revenue because of what we did with the attorney and what we did with the company.
Thank you. You had a great first year of doing nothing. Where am I? I do my chief class. Lisa?
I'm Lisa Hannah, city clerk. So this year, along with preparing resolutions and ordinances in our daily business, we have been directly involved with the implementation and the revisions of our handbook and the policies and procedures. We have streamlined and we track every related reform or policy coverage and evaluations in our office to make sure that everybody's in compliance. This year, I've also been named the designated employer representative, and I'm continuing to learn and work with CDL licenses and to work with our clearinghouse. I continue to work with our civil service representative with the reviews and titles. And my biggest accomplishment for 2019 was through the help of the commissioners by being reappointed and getting my tenure. And lastly, beach badges for 2019, we approximately sold 30,000 badges. 25,000 were during preseason.
Thank you. Chief Cagle. Sorry, I got all
My name is Michael Cagle, I'm the chief of the fire department. 2019 was a very good year for the department. We successfully assembled temporary quarters for Engine 2 and Ambulance 2 at the ball field on Surrey Avenue in preparation for the demo of our old quarters, which was falling apart. We were able to use that building for 11 days pre-demolition for roof operations, use of tools. We got a lot of really valuable training out of that building before they crushed it with the dumpster. We specified set up a bid, two major vehicles, a new ambulance and a new fire apparatus, using a new co-op purchasing group that I found at HH meeting, saving us $17,000 over New Jersey state contract pricing, what that would be worth. The ambulance came into service in the summer of 2019, replacing a 2002 unit, which we then repurposed and sent over to Public Works, and they're using it as a water department truck. Our fire apparatus is due this coming fall. They have broke ground and started construction of our new fire station, which is well underway and on target for June, hopefully a June entry in by the department to start operating out of that building. I'll depend on Jimmy coming in. Those
scribbles. No pressure.
No pressure. He's on board. We're what we get.
Beautiful.
We have recertified the entire VCFP staff and EMT elected training courses in-house using our new training staff we put together over the winter. Sent everybody out for different classes, they get certified. By doing that, we saved $15,000 over the course of the 3-year cycle recertifying our people, which I thought was a good move. We placed into service brand new breathing apparatus, which we received from a FEMA grant. I got the vendor to put train the trainer for servicing and testing of those equipment into the deal with no cost. Those three guys are now going to be able to service and annually test and certify our equipment, saving us having a contractor come in to do it, which is about $5,000 per year. And any repairs are now done in-house, and our loss of equipment is a lot shorter. The three members that did that received no compensation other than some comp time, and they wanted to help out, which I thought was another great thing. Younger guys stepping up is good. The two firefighters were hired last February, replacing two members that retired. We received a nice couple of grants in 2019, totaling $297,000. $258,000 from FEMA for a regional grant for Atlantic City of Margate, $21,000 from a FEMA grant for hazmat decon equipment. We received a $5,000 grant from Wawa for fire prevention, and $13,000 grant from E. Bardinero and Fireworks Unlimited Rescue Gear for personal rescue equipment, which is a very nice thing if you're planning on buying it anyway this year. The call volume for the year was responding to 3,477 total alarms, of which 492 were reports of requiring a fire response. 1,118 were emergency service of one type or another, everything from a cat and tree to a downed electric wire. And we responded to 1,867 EMS calls. Another busy year. Call volume hasn't gone down. It was a very positive year for the department all across the board.
Great. Thank you. And last but certainly not least, Chief Biagi.
Determining how successful the police year is a little bit different because it's all based on statistics. 2019, we dealt with over 17,000 calls. Now, a lot of that, the list is just so extreme, it goes from one extreme to the other of what calls were. But with that, we had a 28.6 increase in overall crime rate. Now, a lot of that is based on car problems. That went up exponentially. And unfortunately, the public didn't understand the importance of locking their car doors and removing valuable items. A lot of that money and a lot of those steps were based on the, I don't want to say the ignorance, but I just did. The public had not just feeding some basic safety rules and some warnings, some crime prevention stuff. I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably about 95% of those deaths, car deaths, would have been prevented by simply locking your door and removing valuables. People did not do that because they had the mindset that, oh, they're just going to break my window. Wrong, because that didn't happen. I think we had one broken window, but it wasn't even a theft. It was somebody was irritating these little bricks on the window. So crime prevention is serious, and I really wish the public would have heeding our warnings, because when the officers were out there, they were making arrests. They were making great arrests. And they got them to, these people to admit to a lot of the crime, but a lot of our clear rate wasn't as high either. Our clear rate for calls was 31.9, which was 5% lower. Because if you talk to any of our detectives or officers, they're not going to admit to everything. The criminals that we arrest are only going to admit to certain things. The stuff we have on. They're not going to admit to the other 20%. The work our police officers and detective bureau did this year was amazing. Violent crime, on a good note, was down. Was down. But in a city the size of Ventnor, any crime, any major crime, will set the standard real high or real low. Like the one year we had three unforeseen homicides. That was just a 300% increase. You know, the standards for domestic violence crime for choking is now aggravated assault. These things kind of change the whole way we look at things and the way they're done through UCR and full crime reports. So moving forward, I would have to say that I am proud of the job my officers did. They did an outstanding job. They arrested when the public was assisting us. Ring doorbells and video cameras were a great help in providing it. And people were actually calling up and doing it. So people eventually caught on to the fact that it's okay to call up and call the police, not the day after, but when it's actually happened. So they did a wonderful job. So on that point, crime fighting is a great. We assist, we work well with the fire department, we work well with the building department. We've combined IT. We have a secretary now that does outstanding work. a lot of our administrative staff. On more of a local front, we have City Hall, where we started the project with Jim Pakowski on actually getting the new doors and securing the other building. And that's going to be, at the end of the day, this building will be locked down once we have everything set in place. We're also working towards surveillance systems, which will affect not only 180 and 360 around the police department. We're going to be doing in-house cameras, which will be better served. Public Works, the fire department, possibly some of the recreational areas, and the Peter and Boardwalk. We're working on it. It's just one of those things that times have changed, and we need to address that. So moving forward, one of the things I am proud of is that it was a tough sell because of the cost. And maybe it was a tough sell for the officers, but I think ultimately the body-worn cameras and mobile video cameras have done an outstanding job. And where people think, the public thinks that they're really out there to catch what's going on, it's really out there to catch the public's interaction with patrol. And in internal affairs, where anybody can report internal affairs actions now, we have handled internal affairs where we basically caught people just basically lying about their interaction and how they perceive things going down. And the officers wearing those cameras and the mobile video cameras, they have worked to actually exonerate them and prove that it was a crime and that the officers handled themselves. And even when there's conversation with the officers talking on them, it is business as usual, and they've done an outstanding job in curtailing what the public perceives as maybe boisterous behavior. The cameras catch it all, and it's done a wonderful job. It's also helped the officers with their investigative tools. It's allowed them to go back and review the cameras, review the footage to see if they've missed something. So I would say it's a win-win overall. And the purpose of the cameras probably has been worth its weight in gold, I believe. Storage is an issue, but we're both, I think, it fills up quickly, those video cameras. So we're working on getting rid of a lot of the video and maybe archive. Probably the best thing I'll be most proud of this year are something really simple, and that was the radar signs. We purchased 7 radar signs. 2 on Atlantic, 1 on Ventnor right now. There's going to be a second on Ventnor, 1 on Winchester, and 1 on Monmouth. The ones that concerned me the most were the ones on Winchester and Monmouth, because they were, without a doubt, the ones where we received the most complaints. The way the system's set up is that you actually know from going down there, if you go over 25 miles an hour, which is the speed limit, it'll flash red. Then you hit 30 and it starts going into a seizure and starts flashing. You know, there's a point like, right, it's real, well, try it. Go! But the good thing about that is that we've had in Winchester and Monmouth, we've had a 95% compliance with vehicles going through that. That is huge. We do not get those kind of complaints anymore of Winchester and Monmouth Avenue. It's kind of policing itself. It's allowing patrol to go out there and do more things and patrol and do a lot of enforcement in other areas that need it. One area of concern is going to be Atlantic Avenue, which is always tough, being 4 lanes across. Other cities are doing certain things that we've learned. We've recently learned that Army is going to be pushing the road diet on Atlantic Avenue. So Longport and Army will have a road diet, and then they're going to hit Ventnor, and then Atlantic Avenue will probably turn into a speedway again. So I'm going to emphasize moving forward that we look at how it works for Margate, and we emphasize obtaining new traffic signals for Atlantic Avenue. Because the only way we end up getting forced with this road diet, because if Atlantic City goes for it, we're going to be forced to jump in there. So we're going to have to address that eventually. Something we've been putting off, hoping for grants, is that the lights, we got to fix them. Now we're just piecemealing it together. We're getting parts off of Amazon. I mean, it's brutal. It's the same system that they had before I came in 35 years ago. So with that, I know we have a lot of important things, but Atlantic Avenue is a big issue. Now moving forward with the officers, one thing I discussed with Commissioner Creeble is that we are going to have to work on a way to moving forward. Once we know officers are going to retire, supervisors are going to retire, we're going to need to replace them, and move them into the positions at least 3 months earlier to get them to learn their positions before I just dump them in from one day you're lieutenant, the next day you're a captain. Doesn't work that way. It's not going to work. So it's one of those things we're going to have to address and make room for in our budget moving forward. We know how civil service works. We know how lists work. We know how all that is. And in order for me to even get a patrolman, we've got to wait for a list. If the list isn't good, I've got to let the list die. If I need somebody off that list and they're new, they need to go in the 6 months of training. Once the background check is done, that takes up time. So an officer from the time they're hired and approved after the 3 month background check, it's going to take me a year to get them into service and put them on the street. So just think about potentially for two or three guys that are going to retire this year, some before the end of this year, some in the next. We've got to plan that ahead, or you're going to short patrol and you're going to short the supervisory aspect and get the guys up there. It's going to be tougher. So it's just something to food for thought. I've already discussed with Tim, Marina, what's going on. It's just something we're going to have to deal with. But other than that, the police department always does their job. They've done a great job. I'm proud of men and women that serve me. Not only the sworn personnel, but our dispatchers and our civilian personnel are without a doubt the best. They handle the best calls that they're, I never get complaints about them. Just the opposite, I get compliments daily of their interaction and the community policing model that they're following, which I like to think that it's working better. So with that, I've got nothing negative to say. I'm proud of my department, and I'm proud of the work I do with IT, with Jimmy, with the building department, with the fire department, with the public works. We all work well together, and that's what makes the city so phenomenal. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was the most sedate reaction you could have.
I am so tired. Blood sugar flow.
The funniest thing was that.
It was. I was going to make fun of him. I was going to make fun of him.
Still
I got everybody correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the closure of all our department heads. You can leave.
Okay.
Unless you want to stay, Ed, you're going to stay.
Motion
to take it a quick.
Motion to take a 5 minute break.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.